You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 health advice in the United Kingdom up until now has been to self-isolate only if you were showing symptoms of a cough or fever. After weeks of pressure from ear, nose and throat doctors, however, British Health Minister Matt Hancock announced the official symptoms list has been changed.
From today, we are including anosmia, which means that if you've lost your sense of smell or experiencing a change in your normal sense of smell or taste, that can be a symptom of coronavirus, even where the other symptoms are not present.
King's College London surgeon Sinan Barazi first noticed he had lost his sense of smell while being fitted for personal protective equipment. He continued to work and only got tested for coronavirus days later after he came down with a fever, in accordance with the UK's health recommendations at the time.
Clearly, if you're walking around unaware that you are COVID positive, then you're a potential source of spread of the virus. So I could have infected colleagues, I could have infected patients.
Similarly, NHS orthopaedic clinical nurse and former star of the British TV show Love Island, Rachel Fenton, also tested positive to coronavirus, with loss of smell and taste as her primary symptom. The 27-year-old has since recovered but says the government could have reduced the spread if they'd included loss of smell and taste in the symptoms list sooner.
It was very difficult for me at the time because I didn't have anything to refer to. I didn't realise this was a symptom and it was so severe. I could have literally drunk a cup of vinegar. The loss of taste and smell was so strong.
The World Health Organization has had the loss of taste and smell on its list of potential coronavirus symptoms for weeks, along with fever, dry cough, tiredness, shortness of breath, and several other less common symptoms. In Australia, the National Department of Health's primary coronavirus page lists four COVID-19 symptoms to watch for, these being fever, coughing, sore throat, and shortness of breath. It should be noted, if one continues to check through the government's website symptoms hyperlinks, eventually a longer list is revealed, as the department reiterated to SBS in a statement.
Currently, the Department of Health lists the following symptoms of COVID-19 on the website: fever, respiratory symptoms, coughing, sore throat, shortness of breath. Other symptoms can include runny nose, headache, muscle or joint pains, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, loss of sense of smell, altered sense of taste, loss of appetite, and fatigue.
Simon Carney is a professor of ear, nose and throat surgery at Flinders University in Adelaide and a spokesman for the Australian Society of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery. He has been monitoring coronavirus around the world and has been advocating for the loss of taste and smell to be included as a core symptom.
From the latest evidence, which has just come out this week, looking at the amalgamation of 6 or 7 different papers that have already been published, have actually shown that 61% of all patients who are COVID-19 positive will record some degree of loss of smell.
Australian National University infectious disease physician Sanjay Senanayake agrees.
It's consistent with what we've seen with other upper respiratory infections, particularly other coronaviruses. And some people may have it certainly at the start as their only symptom. So it is quite reasonable to publicise that as a potential symptom.
Professor Carney says unlike most respiratory diseases, however, there is growing evidence COVID-19 in particular impacts the nose region.
This virus does seem to have a very clear attraction to the olfactory epithelium in the smell area, and that is why this symptom is so critical. It does seem to be very unique and produce loss of smell in a far higher percentage than the normal coronaviruses that we would get in previous years.
He wants to encourage people to be tested, in particular if they lose their sense of smell and taste.
Now, as we're moving into the phase of trying to identify everyone who may have even a mild form of this disease, we need to pick up on all patients, no matter how mild their symptoms are.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.